Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Sukkah Daf Mem. We are actually 11 lines from the top of the Amud. And now we're in the midst of a sugya of Shemitah. In yesterday's Daf we discussed a case where a person wishes to purchase a lulav and esrog on the Shemitah year. He must keep in mind that just as the Shemitah fruit has kedushas shvius, which in effect means it needs to be consumed properly, the way fruit is meant to be consumed, la'achia, achila, shtia, etc., rather than misused and perhaps used as a commodity, something to do business with. Not only that, it has to be consumed within its proper time frame, within the Zman HaBir, on Shemitah itself, as long as the produce is still available for the animals out in the field. So just as these special halachas apply to the fruit itself, it also applies to the value, meaning money paid in exchange for Shemitah fruit also has that type of kedusha and must be consumed properly within the Shemitah year. And therefore, says the Gemara, one must be careful. He must take care and give that money only to somebody who is trusted to use that money properly, as opposed to an Amoritz who is unlearned and perhaps will not use that money the way Shemitah money is meant to be used. Therefore, when it comes to an esrog, which was actually picked on the Shemitah year, since when it comes to an esrog, it identifies with the year that it was picked on, that esrog is kadosh b'kedusha shvius and may not be purchased from an amoritz, unless he includes the esrog price in the price of the lulav, in which case you're not giving him shvius money. But otherwise, be careful not to hand over esrog money to an amoritz. However, this concern only applies to the esrog picked on the seventh year, but not to the lulav. Why? Because as we learned yesterday, when it comes to a tree, it doesn't identify with the year that the product was picked on. Rather, it identifies with the year on which it began to grow, which is last year, the sixth year. So it's not kadosh b'kedusha shvius. And that lulav, although picked on the Shemitah year, can be purchased outright from an amoritz. Says the Gemara in the 11th line from the top. Okay, now comes Akasha. Tama. So the reason that we're not concerned about the lulav is because it's what type of lulav? The lulav bar shishis. It was mostly grown on the sixth year. Hanichnas l'shviyusu, which merely entered the seventh. It was picked on the seventh. But it doesn't identify with the seventh year. So it's not kadosh b'kedusha shvius. There's no concern with purchasing that lulav from the amoritz. Apparently, says the Gemara, hodesh shvius, had it have been picked on the seventh year, had it have grown on the seventh year, kadosh, it would have had kedusha. A lulav has kedusha shvius. Amai, why? Eitzim ba'amu. It's merely wood. Ve'eitzim ein ban mishum kedusha shvius. There's no kedusha shvius applied to wood. The sanya, as we learned in the following price, ali kanim, reed leaves, vali gifanim, vine leaves, which have a dual function. It can be used as firewood, or it can be used for animal feed. So it depends on his intention. Why did he pick them? Why did he gather them? Shegavavan, so these leaves which were gathered, lechuba, for storage purposes, to store them away, al pnei asada, so they were gathered from around the field, for storage purposes. What din does it have? How do we classify these leaves? It depends on the purpose. It depends on his intention. Luktan l'achila, if he gathered them for animal feed, yesh ben mishum kedusha shvius. They have kedusha shvius and must be treated properly. They can't be misused. They can't be destroyed. The pasuk says, v'hoysa shabbos ha'oretz lachem la'achla. Shvi's produce must be eaten and consumed properly. So when it comes to these leaves, if they're classified as food items, lokton la'achila, they acquire kedusha shvi's, as opposed to lokton la'etzim, if he gathers them to be used for firewood, for heating, for cooking, ein b'mishum kedusha shvi's, they don't have kedusha shvi's. Because wood It's not something which you consume. It's not liyachla. It's not a fruit. It doesn't have kedusha shvius. Pretty clear that etzim doesn't have kedusha. So why would a lulav be an issue? Even if that lulav grew on the seventh year, it would not have kedusha. It's just a branch. It's inedible. Answers the Gemara, no. A lulav would have kedusha shvius if it would have grown on the seventh year. Shani Hasam, no, that's different. That Bryce is different. The Amakra, the Pasuk says like this. V'hoysa shambas ha'aretz lochem, which sounds like you take the produce and you use it for whatever you want. For all your hanois, all your benefits. Then the Pasuk says, lo'achla, only for consumption, for eating. How do we work this out? Can it be used for anything? Or is it limited to achila? Answers the Gemara. Both are right. We compare one to the other. Lochem, the hanois, which you wish to have from Shvi's products, doesn't have to be specifically achila, but it has to be similar to achila, dumi l'achila. That's what the pasuk says, lochem l'achla. Lochem denotes all other types of uses, but it has to compare to l'achla. Dumi de l'achla. What does that mean? What's unique about achila? Says the Gemara, the key is like this. Mi shehana asoy ubi'urei shava. A use where the benefit, the hana, and the bi'ur, the destruction of that item, is shava. It's taking place simultaneously, at the very same moment that the item is being destroyed, being consumed, you are consuming it. Now that's called a direct hana. That's called la'achla. For instance, eating, drinking, smearing, lighting a lamp. As opposed to firewood, yotzu eitzim, shana oson achar bi'uran. Over there, the hana takes place when? Much later. See, typically, wood being used for firewood, whether for heating or cooking, the hana will come after it's already turned into coals. That's when you're going to use those coals. You're going to use that hana after destruction. A post-destruction hana doesn't conform to achila. Rabbi Kivega explains, the pasuk says, lochem la'achla, to consume, to eat, v'loy lehefset, right? The Gemara has that drasha, v'loy lehefset, you can't just destroy Shvi's fruit. Hashem gives it to you to enjoy, to partake in a direct way. Therefore, says Rabbi Kivega, if you take this Shvi's product, this eitz of Shvi's, you destroy it, turn into a coal, and then you have ana. You've done hefset. You've destroyed one thing to produce something else. That's an indirect use. That's not called achla. Oh, so that explains why when it comes to these ali konim v'ali gifanim, it matters what you have in mind. If your intention was la'achila, to feed it to the animal, here you go. That's a direct hana. That's hana and beer taking place at the same time. You're consuming it and it's getting consumed simultaneously. That's a direct hana. That's achila. If his kavanah was la'itzim, for firewood, then you're not being mekayim la'achla. It's not intended for direct achila, and therefore it doesn't have kedusha shvius. Let's go over to Rashi. Pretty much parallel to our location in the Gemara. So off to the right. Beginning with the word shagavavan. So you pick these leaves. Shekavavan shekinsan la'itzaron. So you gather it to store it. L'chuba l'ashem machbek, to hide it, to store it. So it depends. L'okton la'achila l'machal behema, it has kedusha shvius. But otherwise, if it's la'itzim, it doesn't have kedusha shvius. The Gemara explained, what is the reason for that? And why would it be different than a lulav? Where we seem to think that it has kedusha shvius, if it would have grown on Shemitah. Continues Rashi Shani Hasam. It's very different. You know why firewood doesn't have kedusha shvius? The Amakra voice of Shabbos v'goymer, right? And lochem la'achla. U'mashma, and we learn from here lochem l'chotzer chechem. On the one hand, we say for all your needs, all your uses, anything you need it for. Uksiv la'achla. Then the pasuk says specifically for eating purposes. How do we reconcile? Answer is l'memra. It's coming to teach us. This is the formula meant to be followed. De muta lahanes per shvius el hana hadoim al-achila. You can have hana from Shvi's products, as long as that hana conforms to achila. It's similar to eating or to drinking. What does that mean? Shana asoi. The hana derived, ubi uroi, and the moment of destruction, when the item gets consumed, is shava. Simultaneously, it plays at the same time. So it's a direct hana from that item. Happening at the very same time. Kigoin sicha smearing. Ushtia vadlogasaner. So that's the allowance. You can use Shvi's products provided you're using it directly, not just using it as a means to produce a hana, which comes post destruction. That's one side of the coin. Continues Rashi. This concept has another application as well. We also learn from here that only an object which has the ability to provide that type of use has kedusha shvi'is. You see, if the Torah gives you this type of allowance, then what is the Torah telling you? Only an item, only a pri which can provide this type of hana is kadosh b'kedusha shvi'is. We have this next application for the same drasha. V'hoyse Shabbos Oretz noyheges. When is Shabbos Oretz noyeg? When does it apply? When is kedusha shvi'is activated? B'masha lachem la'ochlo. With respect to something which is granted to you la'achila, which has the capacity to provide that type of hana, that simultaneous eating and consumption at the same time type of hana. Shana also dem la'achila. An item which can provide a hana which is similar to achila, as opposed to firewood, which doesn't conform. It doesn't provide that type of benefit. It's used differently than la'achla, continues Rashi. Yo'atu ati asaka, shana asan achabiru. The hana is post-destruction. Once it turns into cold, it's too late. Firewood is no longer here. Now you're going to enjoy it. That's destruction. You destroy the firewood to enjoy the coals. And therefore, you can't do that. And basically, it means it doesn't have kedusha shvi'is because it can't supply the proper hana. So that's with respect to firewood. Ava lulav, getting back to our sugya, by lulav it's different. Ikar hana also lechabed sabayis. Its primary function, at least in those days, was to use the lulav as a broom, sweep the home. Vushas biur v'kulkulay. The hana and destruction are taking place at the same time. When you sweep it, it gets worn out. It's simultaneous. V'domil hana sachila, and it very much compares to the hana of eating. That's why a lulav, if it grows on Shemitah, it is Kaddish B'Kedusha Shvi'is. Getting back to the Alik Fanim that we discussed, Alik Kanim, Alik Fanim, Kaim Lachi Lachi, they have a dual function. It can go either way. It can be used La'achila, in which case it has Kedusha Shvi'is. It can supply that type of Hana, which is within the context of La'achla. And it can be used as firewood, in which case it doesn't have the capacity to provide a shvi'is type of hana, in which case it doesn't have kedusha shvi'is. So what do we do? Hilkach basa machshava asli. So his intention determines. His kavan is kiveya, the status of that substance. So bottom line is like this. Rashi explains it. Torah says, v'hoisa shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla. Torah is telling you the allowance is only lachem la'achla. If you're going to have hana which is similar to achila, if you're going to enjoy the shvi'is product in a direct way, consuming it while it gets consumed, hana and the beer together, such as achila, such as shtia, such as sicha, alokasaner, as opposed to enjoying it post-destruction. Now, at the same time, says Rashi, we learn another thing. What type of item has kedusha shvi'is? Only that type of chefetz that can provide, that has the capacity to offer a hana which conforms to la'achla. Right? V'hoisa shamas aretz lachem la'acha tells you that the kedusha sa'aretz only extends to something which can be consumed in a direct way. To enjoy the shvi'is product in a direct way. As opposed to firewood, which can't provide that. The hana is only after it's destroyed. It's post-destruction hana, and therefore that item can't provide hana ashvi'is, achila shvi'is. And that item is not included in kedusha shvi'is. So in essence, kedusha shvi'is really means enjoy the land in a shvi'is manner. So something which can provide that is included in kedusha shvi'is, but otherwise is not. Continues the Gemara. Va'ika etzim de mishchan. So firewood is not included. What about etzim de mishchan, this oily type of wood, which was used for lighting, for hadlaka, used as a torch? So in that case, dana asan ubiur and shavadi ana, and the biur and the destruction are taking place at the same time. Unlike firewood used for fuel, where the ikar ana is post-destruction, once it turns into coals, here you're actually enjoying the wood itself. It's illuminating while it's getting consumed. So perhaps should we say that has kedusha shvi'is? Should we make an exception? Amar Rava, no. Stam etzim lahasaka in einden. Typically, firewood is meant for wood is meant for firewood. Says the Ritva, the Torah was not machalik. The majority of wood is meant for heating, for cooking, and we don't make exceptions. All types of wood have the same halacha. There's no kedusha shvi'is. Says the Gemara, this concept that the hana and the bir has to take place at the same time is actually a machlekes tanoim. Ve'etim la'asoka tanoi, firewood meant for fuel or for cooking, and therefore does not have kedusha shvi'is, is a machlekes tanoim. One tanoi maintains, yeah, simultaneous hana with destruction is a necessary component. The other mandama says no. As long as you have some sort of hana, look, the thing was meant to provide this hana. So even if it happens post-destruction, that's okay. That's still called lochem la'achla. So it's actually machalikas tanaim, the sanya. A maestrin peiris shvi'is. You cannot use shvi'is peiris for uses other than direct usages, like a chilu v'shti, etc. Loy le'mishra. Can use wine, for instance, for soaking of flax. Loyal kvusa, nor can use shvi'is products as detergent to wash your laundry. Why? Because destruction and spoilage takes place immediately upon contact, but the ana only takes place later, a couple of days later when your flax fibers began separating, when your clothing cleaned up, got washed. So the ana is only later, it's only post-destruction. That's not allowed. Rabbi Yosef, no, there's no concern. Moistren, you can use peiris shvi'is for these purposes as well. My time in Tanakama, what's the Tanakama's reason? Damakra, la'achla. Peiris shvi'is are meant la'achila. V'loy le'mishra, as opposed to using for soaking of flax. V'loy le'kvusa, as opposed to using it for laundry. My time with Rabbi Yosef, what's Rabbi Yosef's reason? Who allows these things? Amakra, lachem. Lachem, l'chol tzorcheichem. Lachem is all encompassing. All your needs, all your uses. Even to soak your flax or to wash your laundry. Tanakama oksiv lachem. What does Tanakama do with the word lachem? Which is all inclusive. Hahu lachem dum yud la'achla. I understand that it says lachem, but it's right next to the word la'achla. It has to be similar to achila, which is mishana asoy ubi ure shave. What type of use is mutar? Torah allows you to have ana if it's taking place at the same moment as biur. So your consumption with the item being consumed are one and the same. That's achila. Yatsu mishra kfus, as opposed to soaking and washing with it. Shana asan acha biuran. In which case the biur is immediate and the ana is only days later. That's called destruction. You're destroying this to get that. That's not achila. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, you see, as opposed to using a Shvius plant to dye, to color fiber, where the Hana is immediate because your Beged is rising in value. You have an immediate Hana. That's called Hana Asa Yubi'ura Yishav, destruction and benefit at the same time. But Mishron Kvusa, a washed Beged isn't necessarily worth more. So there's no immediate effect here. The Hana is only later, when you actually have a Beged to wear, when you had a flax which is processed. So in any case, the Nakama excludes these items. Mishur Kfusa cannot be a function that will be done with Perishvies. Rabbi Yossi Oksiv La'achla, or Rabbi Yossi do La'achla, which indicates limitation and restriction. Haomei Boile. He applies that pasuk for the following. La'achla. Perishvies are meant La'achila V'lo'il Melugma, as opposed to using them to form a salve, an ointment, to cover a wound. That's not something uniform, that's not something that everybody benefits from. And Perishvius can only be used for the type of Ahna which can benefit all. Kedisanya, as we learned in the Brisa. The word La'achla tells you, V'loy Lugma, as opposed to being used for an ointment. Ah, to Eimer La'achla, V'loy Lugma. You're suggesting that La'achla is coming to exclude Lugma. Or maybe perhaps, Ella, V'loy Lugvusa. The lach is coming to exclude laundering, washing, clothing, because the ana follows destruction. Shoyim lachem, but when the pasuk says lachem, that's all inclusive. Hari l'klusa amar. Apparently, we're including laundering. Ha'mani mekayim la'achla. If so, why is the pasuk limited by saying the word la'achla? Apparently, la'achla v'le'lugma is coming to exclude melugma. Says, how do you know which one to include and which one to exclude? Ma rois. What leads you to prefer? L'rabbi says akfusa to include washing clothing. L'hoi says melugma to exclude melugma. Marban is akfusa. I'm going to include kfusa because that's something uniform, something universal. Sheshava v'chal adam. Everybody washes their clothing, and the shvius product is intended for that too. That's included in la'achla. Lochem la'achla. U'moiti is a melugma as opposed to melugma. She'en sheshava v'chal adam. It's not something which everybody benefits from. It's only for the chayla. That's not what the Torah had in mind. So if I have a choice, what to include and what to exclude, says Rabbi Yossi, I'll include anything which is shava l'chol adam, mishra, kvusa, everybody can benefit from that, as opposed to melugma, which is a specialty. It's only for an ill person, a person with a wound. And apparently the Torah is excluding that. So here we have the machlokes. Within Tanakamu says, Hana also your bi'urei shava is a vital component. Torah allows you to use perishvias in a manner where you're having the hana directly from the item, as opposed to first destroying the item and then having hana. That excludes firewood. That excludes mishra, kavusa. Rabbi says that's not necessary. As long as you have a hana which is shava l'koil adam. A universal hana, something which everybody needs. Even if it happens to come after destruction, that's okay. Because the item is meant for that. You're not destroying the item to get something from it. It's part of the process. You soak it. Yeah, it gets spoiled, but it's part of the hana process which comes afterwards. That's also included in Lechem L'Achl. Says the Man Tana, L'Hoda Tana Rabban. Who's the Tana, the author of the following price, which says L'Achl? The word la'achla is excluding a salve because it's not something that equally benefits everybody. La'achla v'loy l'zilof. You have to eat it, but you can't use it for zilof, sprinkling of wine throughout the home to produce a pleasant odor. That's also a specialty. It's not something which is equally enjoyed by all. La'achla v'loy l'asas meno apik tevizin, as opposed to using shvius products. You take a little, some type of shvius formula and you use it to induce vomiting. That's also a specialty item. These items aren't needed or appreciated by all people equally, and therefore you cannot apply shvius products for these things. Who is the man da'amar? of this price. It says more keman k'Rabbi Yosi. Apparently it's Rabbi Yosi. Why? The Rabban, if it would have been the Rabbanon, we're missing on the list. We're missing Mishra and Kvusa. Ha'ikonami Mishra Kvusa. Which they disallow. The fact that the Brisa limits the exceptions to only things which are not Shavel Kol Adam, such as Malugmo, Ziluf, and Akpuk Tfizin, and leaves out Mishra Kvusa. Apparently, this Tana allows Shvi's products to be used for Mishra and Kvusa, even though the Ana comes after the beer. That must be Shitas Rabbi Yosi. Okay, so let's just summarize the sugi up until this point. We have the pasuk which says, "Vayisa Shabbos Aoras Lachem La'achl." The way Rashi explained it, Lachem is mashma, all types of hana. It's not necessarily eating types of hana. The pasuk La'achla tells you it has to be similar to achila. So how do we work this out? We have two approaches. We have the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi. Tanakama says, the formula is Hana Asoy Ubi Urei Shavah. The Torah allows you to have Hana when the Hana actually consumes the item, as opposed to consuming the item first and then having Hana. That's called destruction. As opposed to Rabbi Yosi says, that isn't a necessary component. As long as you have Hana, whichever way, even if it's post-destruction, that's included in La'achla. What does he exclude? A hana which isn't uniformly appreciated. It needs to be a hana shava b'koil. Okay, so let's go down the list. When it comes to a lulav, all agree it has kedusha shvius because it can provide that type of hana. As Rashi explained, when it's used as a broom, the hana and destruction and wearing out happens at the same time, and it's certainly something which is shava b'koil. And therefore, the lulav, which can provide a shvius type of hana, has kedusha shvius. When it comes to firewood, eitzim, or even eitz shemen, which is regarded like all other firewoods, now we have a machlekes. Tanakama says that cannot provide hana b'shas beer. You only enjoy it once it turns into a coal. So, an item which cannot provide a shvius type of hana is not kaddish b'kedusha shvius. Rabbi Yosi disagrees. Even though the hana follows destruction, that's still included in achila on shvius, and therefore even firewood has kedusha shvius. It's a hana which is shava b'koil. When it comes to these ali kanim ali gifanim, which can be used either way, either la'achila or la'hasaka, so Tanakama maintains if he picked it la'achila, then it's providing the hana which is bishas bir. He's going to pick it lahasaka to be used as firewood. Then it doesn't have kedusha shvius because it's not going to supply a shvius type of hana. Rabbi Yosi disagrees once again. He says even lahasaka, where you're going to have the hana after destruction, that's okay. That's a shvius type of hana, and that item has kedusha shvius. Same achlok is by mishro kvusa. Can we use shvius products for Mishra, to soak your flax in it, to wash your laundry? Tanakama says no. That type of hana is post-destruction. Rabbi Yosi says, that's okay. That's still allowed, as long as it's hana, which is shavu b'koil. Then we have Malugma, Ziluf, and Apik Tvizin, all agree. You cannot use Shvi's products for those reasons, for those purposes. Rabbi Yosi says that's not hana shava b'koil. It's not equally needed or appreciated by all people. And it seems from the Gemara that Tanakama as well, Chacham as well agree that shvius may not be used for these items, because they agree that something which is not shava b'koil is not something which you can use perish shvius for. Continues the Gemara. So we learned in the Mishnah that not only is the esrig kodesh b'kedusha shvius, but even monies given in exchange for that esrig has kedusha shvius, and that's the whole concern with giving that money to Amoritz. And once again, what does kedusha shvius mean? It has to be consumed properly, directly, in its proper time, on Shemitah, lochem la'achla, as opposed to being used as a commodity, as an investment. So not only is the fruit kaddish, but the money as well. Now, how does the money get kaddish? We have machlokes. Omer bless. Ein shvius mischalalas, ela derech mekach. When we say that the money of shvius has kedusha shvius, that only happens derech mekach, by way of transaction. You paid money for the esrog that you purchased. That money has kedusha shvius. Rabbi Yechon Amar, not necessarily derech mekach. Bein derech mekach, whether it happened via transaction, bein derech chilul, or even derech chilul, meaning you have an esrog fruit. You take that fruit and you say, I want the kedusha of this esrog to extend itself over to that fruit, to that money. Derech chilul, like you do by hegdish. Even in that case, says Rabbi Yechon, the money will have kedusha shvius. Let's go over to Rashi. Off to the left. It says Rashi, Ein shvius mischalelas litvois domei abudushasa. The only way to have shvius money become kaddish is ela derech mekach. Shemrecher ze lechaveri. By selling an item, you sell it and you receive money in exchange, that money now has kedusha shvius. Now we must keep in mind one very important thing, which we're going to learn in the hemshech of the sugya. When we speak about shvius money being kaddish, it's not an exchange of the original fruit. That always remains kaddish. A shvius fruit is a shvius fruit. It can't lose its kedusha. It's inherently kaddish. It grew on the seventh year. The Gemara means that the money as well will have kedusha shvius. Okay? So that has to be clear. So Blazer says, that only happens derech mekach. Continues Rashi. El derech mekach shemoichro zel chaveri. By way of purchasing, selling and buying. You can't do it by way of chilul. What does that mean? By saying, well, the kedusha on these pears will be transferred to that money, or extended over to that money. That doesn't work. Like you do by hegdish. By hegdish it works, but not by shvius. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this further, but we have this machlekes at this point. How are you going to incorporate the money into the kedusha shvius? Blazer says, only derech mekach, by exchanging, by purchasing. So you give the esrog, you get money. That money is sort of substituting for the esrog. That's your way of consuming the esrog. You give away the esrog, now you have money instead. And that's the way you're going to be oichel that esrog, so to speak. So the money receives an exchange for that esrog, which is basically taking the place of the esrog. Who'll have kedusha shvius? It must be treated properly. Rabbi Yechon adds, not only that way, but even through the chilul mode. You take the hegdish, the shvius fruit, and you say, I want this kedusha to be extended over to that money. That works as well. Continues the Gemara. My time with the Beleza. What's Reb Leza's reason that this only works derech mekech hamemka? Dechsib, b'shnas ha'yevel hazois. Pasuk speaking about yevel, which is pretty much synonymous with Shemitah. What does the pasuk say right afterwards? V'samachlei. Nearby it says, V'chi simkuru. Mimkar. What do we learn? It's called a drasha of smuchin, the fact that the Torah puts two items within close proximity to each other. We learn that the concept of kedusha, shvius, being transferred to money, is only derech mekach, v'loy derech chilul. Rabbi Yechon, my time, what's Rabbi Yechon's reason? That even derech chilul works, achsiv, ki yoyvel hi kodesh. Pasuk refers to Yovel, which is synonymous with Shemitah, and the Pasuk refers to it as Kodesh. So we compare it to Hegdish. Ma Kodesh bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. Just as the Kedusha of a Hegdish item, something which was committed to the Beis HaMikdash, that Kedusha can get transferred over to money, whether if it's by way of transaction, by way of a straight out transfer, a chilul. By the way, when it comes to Hegdish, the original Hegdish loses its Kedusha. So that's different than Shvius, where the original fruit will always retain its Kedusha. But that's not what we're discussing here. We're discussing how to incorporate the money into the Kedusha. Says Rabbi Yechon, the fact that the Torah sort of equates Shemitah to Hegdish, we learn just as the Kedusha of Hegdish can get transferred to its money by way of mekech or memker, or even by chilul, a direct transfer, af shvius, likewise by shvius, bein derech mekech, bein derech chilul. Rabbi Yechon haiki simkuru mimkar mayavli. Rabbi Yechon maintains that the money can get included into the kedusha, even by way of chilul. What does he do with Reb Leza's pasuk? We find the Torah mentioning Mechira in the context of Shvius, which indicates that the Kedusha can only be transferred to the money by way of Mechira, by way of transaction. What do you do with that pasuk? My Yavadli. Says the Gemara, he has another application. He's going to teach us a very important lesson about the Chashivas of Peir Shvius. Now, important is to handle them properly. Treat them with the proper respect. He boils the Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. He applies it to Rabbi Yisrael Chanina's halach. This is Sanya. Omar Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Boy Ray, come take a look. Kama kosha, afkosha shvius. How severe is even the avok, the dust, the lower tier limitations and halachas of shvius? What's he referring to? Schera. Treating shvius fruit as a commodity, doing business with it. Why is it called Av Koshel Shvius? Rashi says it's not the Ikar HaIsser. The Ikar HaIsser is don't plant, don't trim. That's the Ikar HaIsser. Doing Schera, it's not the Ikar HaIsser of Shvius. Tosis points out that it's only a mitzvah asay. Pasuk says, right, V'hoisa, Shabbos, Oroz, Lachem, La'ochla, meant to be used for eating. And we learn from there, La'ochla, B'leg, L'scher, as opposed to doing business with it. So it's only Mrs. Asay. So sort of a secondary element within Shemitah. And look how severe it is. Look how severe of a consequence it can produce if somebody misuses and abuses the Peir Shvius. Adam noyusei v'noyusen Peir Shvius. If one wheels and deals with Peir Shvius, he's looking to profit from Peir Shvius. He thinks he's going to get wealthy. Look what happens to him. L'soif meichers metatlov. He ends up losing his possessions. He'll have to sell metatlov as Caleb, all his assets, all his belongings. That's how desperate he'll be. How do we know this? Shenem b'shnas ha'ibal ha'zoi, t'shuv v'shlach v'zoi. Plus he's describing the halachas of Shemitah, v'samach lein, what does it say right afterwards? V'chisim k'ru mimkala mitecha. If you come to the point of desperation, you actually sell your belongings. So the drasha of Smuchin is coming to tell us the importance of treating Peir Shvius properly. And that's what Rabbi Yechanan does with this pasuk. For Beleza, hi krod Rabbi Yechanan my avodah. Now, conversely, what does Rabbi Beleza do with Rabbi Yechanan's pasuk? The pasuk which said, ki yoyveli kodesh, which seems to equate the kedusha of Shemitah and yoyvel to hegdesh, which Rabbi Yechanan used to teach us that the same mode of chilul that applies by Hegdish applies to Shemitah. You don't need derech mekach, even derech chilul, direct transfer is enough. So Rabbi Elazar, who disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan, do with that pasuk, may boil it to the Sanya, applies it to the following halach, as we learned in a braisa. Ki yovel li kodesh. Yovel is like kodesh. What does that teach you? It teaches you the concept. How do we even know that money received in exchange for a Shemitah fruit has kedusha? We learn it from the fact that the Torah compares it to a Hegdish. Ma Kodesh Tefes is dumb up, just as the Kedusha of Hegdish extends over to its money. You can transfer the Hegdish over to its money. Av Shviz, Tefes is Dameh, likewise by Shemitah. The Kedusha can extend over to money received in exchange for that Shemitah fruit, but as Rabbi Yechanan insists, it only happens if it's Derech Mekach, by way of transaction. So, conclusion. We have Rabbi Elazar, we have Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Elazar says that the monies of Shvius will only be incorporated to the Kedusha Shvius if it was done derech Mekach, if it was received in exchange for a Shemitah fruit. He learns that from the Pasuk B'Shnas HaYevel HaZois, which is followed by the Pasuk V'Chisimkur, which indicates that Kedusha Shvius is dependent upon Mechira, upon transaction. Rabbi Yechanan learns from Ki Yovel Li Kodesh Tialachem that Yovel is synonymous with Hegdish. And just as by Hegdish, the Kedusha can get transferred by way of either option, Derech Mekach or Chilul, likewise by Shemitah, it works the same way. Now, what will Rabbi Elazar do with that pasuk? Ki Yovel Li Kodesh Tialachem is coming to tell you that the Shemitah fruit is Teifes Damav. The Kedusha extends over to the money. What does Rabbi Yechanan do with B'Shnas HaYovel V'Chei Simkru? He's coming to warn you how important it is to treat Peter Shvius properly. Don't try to profit from Peter Shvius because it can lead to very severe consequences. A person can actually come to a desperate point where he has to sell his belongings. But otherwise, says Rabbi Yochanan, you can transfer that Kedusha using either method, either Mekach or Chilul, just like by Hekdesh, which Rabbi Elazar maintains. Shvius is very different from Hekdesh. You see, we have a pretty clear difference as far as the original fruit. You see, by Hekdesh, as we mentioned earlier, by Hekdesh, the Kedusha of the original item gets transferred to the mummy. And the original item is no longer Kaddish. It's a different type of thing. As opposed to Shvius, where the fruit is the seventh year fruit, it can't lose that identity. It never loses that Kedusha. So what then happens? Says Rabbi Elazar, Torah is telling you, look, if you exchange one thing for the next, you have too many apples. If you exchange an apple for a pear, so that pear takes the place of the apple. Or if you exchange it for money, that money is now an exchange for that apple. It's taking the place, it's substituting for that apple. And when you use that money, it's going to be sort of a way of consuming that original fruit. As far as you're concerned, you're consuming the apple by way of the new product that you're going to buy with that money that you received in exchange for that apple. So that's the way it works. Only derech mekach. Because really, you're not transferring the Kedusha. Kedusha remains in the original fruit. It's just that you are eating the second item as a substitute for the first item. You're sort of fulfilling the achilah of the first item, but we have the second item. That only works derech mekach. If you exchange one for the other, yeah. So this is instead of that. But it doesn't work there. Chilul, you can't take the apple and say the Kedusha of this apple will transfer or extend over to the money. That doesn't work. Because the money isn't coming in exchange for that apple. You haven't given away the apple and taken something instead. So that leads Rabbi Elazar to the conclusion that only derech mekach is teifes damav. So you receive an exchange for that first item. In your mind, is considered like consuming that first item. It's a fulfillment of the achila of that first item. That's what the Torah meant when it said that the substitute will have kedusha of that first item. Because instead, it's a substitute. So it only works in that manner. Says the Gemara, Tani Kabbai said Rabbi Elazar, V'Tani Kabbai said Rabbi Yochanan. We're actually going to have a right from a brisa to either shita. Let's start with Tani Kabbai said Rabbi Elazar. A right to Rabbi Elazar that it's only toifes damav derech mekach. Brisa says, Shvius toifes damav. The kedusha of the shvius fruit extends over to its money. How do we know shenemar? Ki yavihi kodesh tiyalachem. Right? Compared to Hekdesh. Ma kodesh toifes es damav. Va'aser. Just as the kedusha of the Hekdesh gets transferred over to its money, and that money now has kedushas Hekdesh, it must be used appropriately. Av shvius toifes damav va'asur. Same thing by shvius. The kedusha of that shvius fruit can extend over to its money. Now that money has the special halachas of shvita, needs to be consumed properly, directly, at the appropriate time. Says the Braisa, Ima kodesh teifes es damav v'yotzei l'chul. Well, if you're going to compare shmita to Hekdesh, perhaps all the way, just as by Hekdesh, when that kedusha gets transferred to money, what happens to the original item? It's yotzei l'chul. It loses its Hekdesh. Perhaps by shmita as well. Av shvius teifes es damav. The kedusha gets extended, transferred to the money. What happens to the original fruit? V'yotzei l'chul. The original apple will lose its kedusha shvius. Is that so? No. It can't be. Talmud Leimer, we learn from a pasuk, Tia. That very same pasuk has the word Tia. Ki yovel hi kodesh, Tia lochem. What does Tia teach you? Leave it intact. Bavyosate. That original fruit remains kodesh. It's so different than a Hekdesh item, which wasn't naturally kodesh. You've applied a kedusha to that item. You've taken a mundane item and made it kodesh. So that kedusha, which sort of rides on that item, can be transferred to a different item or to other money. The original item now is bereft of any kedusha. It wasn't inherent. It wasn't a naturally occurring kedusha, as opposed to shvius fruit, who received his kedusha by way of growth. He grew on shmita. He was, is, and always will be identified as Peres Shvius. Despite your efforts otherwise, even if you try to remove it, it won't. It won't go anywhere. So the chiddush is that the kedusha of the original fruit extends over to something else, but it still remains in the original fruit. Okay, so how does this work? Lokeh Peres Shvius Basar. He has too many apples. He takes some of that Peres Shvius and use it to purchase basar, meat. So now his meat is in exchange for his apples. And that's sort of taking the place of the apples. And it acquires the kedusha of the original apple. So the apple remains kaddish. Now the meat as well acquires kedusha shvitz. It's going to be eaten instead of the apple. So the achil of the apple, so to speak, applies itself to the basar as well. Elu ve'elum is barn b'shvius. The original and the second item will be consumed on shvius the way peir shvius are meant to be consumed. So they both have kedusha shvius. What if he goes further? Lokach b'basar dogim, takes that basar, which is kaddish, exchanges it for fish. So what happens now? It's always going to be the last item on the list which has kedusha. That's going to be the final substitute for the original apple. So yotza basar, the basar lost his kedusha, v'nechnasu dogim. Now the fish have entered the scene. Now they are the substitutes for the original apples, and they have kedusha shvius. He goes further. Lokach b'dogim yain. He exchanges his fish for wine. Yotzu dogim, v'nechnas yain. The dogim lost their kedusha, and the wine acquired kedusha. Lokach b'yain shem. He exchanges the wine for oil. Yotzu yain, nechnas shemen. The wine leaves, and the shemen comes in. Okay, how does this work? What's the formula? Achron nechnas b'shvius. It's going to be the very last item on the list, which enters the Shvius realm, which acquires Kedusha Shvius, because that's going to be the final substitute for the original apple. But of course, the original apple remains Kaddish Kedusha Shvius. It can never lose that identity. End of Bryce. How is this the right term of Lezer? Very simple. Midiktani Lokach Lokach. From the fact that the Bryce repeats the word Lokach over and over, what does that teach you about the mode of transfer? Apparently, the only way to transfer kedusha is by way of transaction, and not simply by the way of direct transfer. That's right to Abelazim. Tanakh Vayis Rabbi Yechon. Now we're going to prove Rabbi Yechon's shita from a brisa, which says echad shvius, echad maser sheni, whether shvius fruit or maser sheni fruit, mischalulin al behema chayvayif. You can transfer the kedusha over to an animal, behema, chaya, bird. Bein chayin, whether alive, bein shchut, and whether it's shechted. Divrei Rav Meir. V'chacham lo'aymrim, no. Al shchutin meschalim, you could transfer the kedusha over to an animal which is already shechted, but not al chayin. Al chayin ein meschalim, not a live animal. You know why? There's a concern, gzeira, shem yigadol mehem adarim. He might be tempted to keep that animal around, to produce more offspring, to create a herd. What's the problem with that, says Rashi? Because Maser Sheni, similar to Shvius, is meant to be consumed during that very year and not be left over for future years. Therefore, Chama concerned about using live animals, which might be kept around and not be consumed in its appropriate time. Amar Rava Machlekes, this whole discussion, meaning the concern of the Chachamim and Rameir's allowance, meaning the het of a mare is only bischurim, male animals, where their primary function is not to be used to produce offspring, and therefore Rameir says we're not concerned, he's going to leave it around. Avo ben akeves, but when it comes to female animals, whose primary function is to be used for producing offspring and producing herds, Divrei HaKol all agree there's a concern. Eyal shchutim meschalim, you can only be mechal the kedusha of the maaser sheni and shmita on shechted animals. Al chayin, however, on live ones, ain meschalin. He can't do that because over here there's a very real concern. Gzeiro shem yigalum adorim. He might keep the animal around to produce more offspring, to create a herd. In which case, it won't be used during the year when it's meant to be eaten. And therefore, we don't allow chilul on these types of animals. Okay, let's recap today's main points. He began with a reference to the halacha and the Mishnah. He's purchasing a lulav and esrog on Shemitah. He must take care to hand over that money only to a trustworthy person who's going to treat that money with respect. But this concern only applies with respect to the esrog, which was picked on Shemitah. But when it comes to the lulav, which was picked on Shemitah, that doesn't have kedusha shviyas because its primary growth occurred last year. And it identifies with last year, it's not kaddish. Apparently, says the Gemara. A lulav theoretically has kedusha shviyas if it would grow on shviyas itself. How is that? Firewood? Eitzim? Says the Gemara, actually, yes. It depends what type of wood. And that led us to the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. How to define the meaning of the words V'hoysa Shabbos Ha'aretz Lochem Lo'achlo. The word Lochem indicates you can use Shvi's produce for all types of hanas. Lo'achlo indicates only Lachil. Says the Tanakama, you can have other hanas, but it has to be similar to Achila. It has to be a direct use, a direct consumption. The hana and the destruction, the hana also biuri, has to be shava, taking place at the same time. Otherwise, he's just destroying the item to enjoy it later. Which Rabbi Yossi says, that's not needed. As long as it's a hana which is universally appreciated and needed, that's what the item is meant for. So even if the hana comes a bit later, that's okay. Let's go down the list. When it comes to lulav, all agree he has to do shashvias. Lulav is meant to be used as a broom, where the use and the wearing out takes place at the same time. When it comes to firewood, here are machlekes, Rakama says. It's only going to be appreciated once it turns into coal, once it's destroyed. That's not called an osa biur shava. Rishi says, that's called a proper hana. Ali khanam, ali khanam, which have dual functions. Well, it depends. If you pick the lachila, according to all shittas, that's just shvias. If it's picked lahasaka, according to Tanakama, the hana will take place after destruction. It doesn't have to just shvias. Can one use Shvi's products for Mishra, for soaking, for laundering? According to Rabbi Yossi, yes. It's Anah Shavah Bakar. According to Tanakama, no. The Anah only takes place post-destruction. All agree when it comes to Melugma, Zilov, Apek Tvizen, which aren't Hanahs and uses which are needed and appreciated by all people. Shvi's products were not meant for those purposes. Now, also speaking about Dimei Shvi's being Kodesh, how does that work? According to Belezer, Davka derech mekach, according to Rabbi Yechon, whether derech mekach or derech chilul, the money will be incorporated into the kedusha shvi'is. How do they know their shittas? It's based on psukim. You have a pasuk which says, ki yoveli kodesh tielachem, which according to Rabbi Yechon tells you that shmita is like hegdish, where the kedusha can be transferred whether derech mekach or derech chilul. What does Rabbi Blazer do with that pasuk? It's coming to tell you the concept that Shviz is Teif as Damim, like Hegdish. We have the drush of Smuchen, Shnasa Yevel Hazois, next to Vechitimkru Mimkar, which according to Blazer teaches us that only Derech Mekach HaMemkar would the Kedusha be transferred to the money. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's coming to tell you, Kama Kosha Avkashal Shviz. Misusing Per Shviz can lead to grave consequences of one actually having to give up his assets, sell his belongings in desperation. We learned that when a pair of shvias is exchanged for other fruit or other foods, what happens? The initial pair of shvias remains kaddish. That never loses its kedusha. As well as the last item on that list that also becomes kaddish b'kedusha shvias. We had a raya from a braisa to a blazer sheet, a braisa from that is poor Rabbi Yechanan. What about Michal shvias and Maaseh Sheni on animals? If it's shachet, no concern. If it's alive, and a keva poses a concern because you might leave it around to produce offspring and eat it past the prescribed time given to eat maaseh sheni and shviyas. That's a concern. When it comes to scharim, which aren't necessarily used for this purpose, we have machlekes. According to Rabbi Meir, there's no concern. According to Chacham, even in that case, there's a concern. You're not meant to do that. Cultive to you and be well. Afrei lechem perim.